That was a zombie from the film Dawn of the Dead. Once per semester, students across Western Michigan University's campus will be running away from one another as if they were flesh-eating undead corpses.
It's just loads of fun to just blow off steam and just actually relax and have some fun. Some legal fun.
That was Brandon Kammer. He's one of 11 council members in WMU's Zombies vs. Humans, which draws hundreds of participants each semester. The game was first created 7 years ago by students at Goucher College in Maryland. The game is played at many schools across the country, though some have been shut down due to sensitivity to gun violence following the school shooting at Virginia Tech. But Shania Thunder Eagle said Kalamazoo has never had a problem. She explains how the game is played.
In layman's terms, it's a complicated version of tag. Zombies just have to tag a human on the body somewhere, and that human's turned into a zombie, and they join the zombies. And the way humans are defined is they get to use Nerf blasters or other off-brand toy guns that shoot darts. And they defend themselves with those, and usually they shoot a zombie with the dart, and they're out for 15 minutes. The game runs for about 7 days, and it's just who can survive, how long can the humans last, and slowly the zombie horde just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Thunder Eagle, who cites her passion for horror films and video games as her inspiration to get involved, says there are several reasons why students play ZVH.
It's active. We have a lot of friends. We've made a lot of friends in it, so getting to see those people. And it's just kind of an opportunity to just kind of get out and do something that's really different. And also, you know, the whole horror aspect is another reason why people play. That kind of fear of, yeah, there's people pretending to be zombies, but it's actually still scary out there because you're walking around in the dark. You don't know who's lurking behind the corners. So it's just a great experience.
The game takes place across Western's entire central campus, but players are not allowed to play inside any buildings. The game lasts a full week, beginning Saturday at midnight. Players wear armbands to show they're on the human team, while zombie players wear headbands. Players can simply remove their armband or headband to exit the game and attend their classes. Some players even sport a commando look, with guns draped across their backs and war paint on their faces. Zombie players often wear makeup to enhance their look. Aside from just surviving the game, players can also accomplish missions, which give rewards to their team.
Missions are designed to make humans actually have to think, have the humans come out and interact, because truly the humans are gonna die. So we gotta motivate them to give them a reward for for all their friends that die.
Rewards can be things like tank shoulders, which are basically shoulder pads that humans wear, so a zombie has to place both bombs on the shoulder pads to tag them. Players may also be rewarded currency, which zombies can use to buy their way back onto the human team. Missions are based on storylines created by council members, such as transporting an injured human to a safe zone.
It's just ways to keep players interested during the week and to keep things going and to keep things interesting.
The game is free to play, and anyone over 18 is welcome. For more information, go to the game's Facebook page at Kalamazoo ZVH or links at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Patrick Littleton.